Welcome to the Cartoon Rewind Podcast.
All right, good evening and welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down memory lane. And guess what? We also relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or anything that's going to geek us out. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and with me are my true close friends and my co-hosts, my buddies, the three amigos, right? I'm talking about Gemini, which is the cartoon encyclopedia of everything, including toys. And then, of course, we got the man that I want to aspire to be one day. You know I'm talking about Rolly. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to hit that notification bell so you can never miss out on our episodes. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Plus, you got to explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content, and you got to check out our new toy store so that you can upgrade your current collection. Now, for your daily fix of cartoons, you got to follow us on Instagram and you got to follow us on TikTok. Now, Rolly, what's on the agenda for today, buddy?
Well, we're going to keep track with based on last week's. Last week we did a cartoon review of Transformers.
I remember.
The heavy metal war?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this week we're gonna keep on riding that Transformer train. So there's a special toy edition. We're gonna review series 2 of Transformers.
Nice.
Which actually had a very good connection to that particular episode. A lot of Transformers that came out in that episode that were featured in the episode came out in Wave 2, which is in 1985. A year later, almost a year later. Well, not really a year later, but somewhat. So,
are we going to see Bumble Jumper?
There is no Bumble Jumper.
Yes, there is.
Not in Wave 2.
Also,
I don't recall.
Also, Frank has the nerve to say that last week episode was a top 10 episode, but it was not. So, moving on.
In fact, it's a top 5. Let's not have that argument again.
Nope.
You will lose.
I will not lose.
I think, remember,
Rolando muted you the last time. He can do it again.
No, he can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Don't test my power. Do not test my powers.
Like I said, no, you can't.
Yes, I can. No, don't.
Spite me.
Yes. I can mute everyone.
Anyways, Rolly, what are we talking about today, buddy? Let's go. You're getting me off track here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring you down.
Yes, man. Intent. Come on. Enough with this, man. You know what I mean?
So we're doing, like I said, we're doing Transformers Wave 2. We did Wave 1 last season. We're moving on. Now, before we get started, before we dive into the toys, I want to thank the Toy Collector's Guide for having such a good website to make our job easier. So thank you. Suggest everybody go check them out. Subscribe and check them out. So, 85, lots of toys. I forget the total number of the toys that came out in 85, but truly some good ones.
And there was a few.
We'll review them. We'll talk about them. We'll share which ones we had, which ones are our favorites. We already know Frank's favorite. Especially if you listened to us last week, you know which is Frank's favorite of all this line. So we'll jump right into it. We'll start off with Autobots. Start off with the cars. No Bubble Jumper. Got it. I don't know.
Badass drone.
Let's find out there's a Bubble Jumper. By the way, there's some in Wave 2, there's some figures that I've never even made it to the cartoon. Maybe they popped up again in
the ones that you push back and they pop up.
That's one. Some of the insect and the sectoids.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right, let's start off with Grappler. Grapple. Did he make it in a cartoon, G1 cartoon?
Yeah. He does.
Okay.
You don't see him very often, but you do see him once or twice.
He has his own episode.
All right, I can remember.
He has his own episode.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Does he? Okay, yeah. Nice one, dude. Nice one.
So his alt vehicle mode is a construction crane, which again goes with his name, Grapple. He's an he's the architect of the Autobots, and he's a master designer. So he was available for 2 years in 85 and 86, and right now you can get him about $40 loose or up to $220 in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie, let me know if you're looking at any of these pricing, update pricing. The next one is Hoist.
Never liked them, really. Never liked them.
Really?
The toy or the freaking in the cartoons. Especially the toy.
Why?
Why?
Because he was like, he was Trailbreaker?
Trailblazer.
Trailblazer. Trailblazer, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Top heavy with thin little legs.
That's right. The legs bother you. That's right. Okay. So apparently he's the maintenance vehicle. He's a maintenance guy.
So also, he works with Ratchet.
So I was say, isn't he like a doctor then?
Yeah, he works with Ratchet then.
That must be.
Yeah.
He's as cheap as $45 and as expensive as $200. Damn, $250. You guys really love your Transformers.
Why you say that?
Huh? Because them. The reason is that expensive because there's demand for them.
So
next one is Inferno, which for me is just a copy of Grapple. You know.
Yes. It's like, except having a hook, it's got a ladder.
It's got a ladder. So he's a fire truck. Yeah. Available for 2 years. Inferno is search and rescue for the Autobot team.
And
oh,
he was
willing to help.
And he was replaced by the Protectobots.
Yes, remember. I remember that.
Season 4, they became the rescue bots. There was a fire truck on that one.
And he's like, we don't need you anymore.
Exactly.
Inferno.
That's why you died in the movie.
Yeah. So question, so far we got Grapple, Hoist, and Inferno. Does anybody have any of them?
Nope.
Out of those three, no. But the one you're about to show next, I do. Yes. I did have.
I actually had them too. So Red Alert.
Okay, Red Alert.
Yes. I guess another one who lost his job when the Protector Box came out.
Protector Box, yep.
Yeah.
He died in the movie.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
He died?
Did he?
Yes. He was on the...
I don't remember him dying.
He was on the... When they were pulling... RC and what's his name was pulling the thing to block up the door to keep our Devastator. You saw Wheeljack, Braun. Not Braun. Is it Braun?
Braun died in the.
No. It's he was.
Yeah, he died on the Shishan.
Yeah, he shot. But it was another one who was another mini con. Him, you saw him, and somebody else. You saw four robots that died, and he was there.
I'm about to check. That one out. So this is, he's an Autobot security director. They have him titled here. He got a nice title. And he transformed from a fire chief car, which happens to be a Lamborghini Countach.
Super fast.
His expensive car. Yes, to his robot. Now, the funny part is that, again, they just reused Sideswipe and, other one? Sideswipe and
Sunstreaker.
They just change them up, just put a sticker on them and a police light. Good to go.
Oh no, that's more Sideswipe than Sunstreaker.
Well, they're both the same car.
Yeah. No.
All three of them. They're all the same Lamborghini.
Sunstreaker is the yellow one.
Yes,
with the engines on the top.
It's still a Lamborghini.
Right, it's a Lamborghini, but it's not the same type of Lamborghini as Red Alert.
It's the same type of Lamborghini. Sir.
No, it's not, dude. They looked a little too different.
Oh my god, you're gonna make me go back.
I hear a
challenge. Just keep going. It's all
good. No.
We hear a challenge.
Oh, I remember now.
No.
Challenge accepted. I know you.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Yeah.
Come down here. Okay, so here he is.
Uh-huh.
This is Sideswipe Lamborghini. Which is also Sideswipe Lamborghini sports car.
Right.
Uh-huh. And what's this?
Sunscreen.
A Lamborghini sports car. Sunscreen.
But look at it.
It's a Lamborghini.
It doesn't even transform the same way.
It's a Lamborghini.
It's a Lamborghini, but it's a different model of a Lamborghini. That I agree with you. But if you look at that is not a repaint of that is not when they grabbed the body or the mold that they grabbed for Red Alert.
It's the same at Sideswipe. It's the same mold.
All
they did was change the position of the head and legs. That's it. It's the same mold. They changed the position of the head and legs.
Yeah. So all right. So now that I proved my point, we're moving on. We have skids.
There you go.
Skids was a minivan. That's it. We don't know what kind of minivan. But he's a minivan.
I don't
remember seeing him in the episode either. He is the Autobot theoretician. So he's a smart guy. He just talks theories. Like
I think so.
That makes no sense. This character makes no sense. No wonder
he's a true scholar.
Yes.
So, yeah. So he's a. Yeah, so he's like teaching. He's like a teacher.
He just says certain things.
He says like, should we really fight the Decepticons? Let's weigh the theories here. What happens? All right. Next one is Smokescreen. Smokescreen is the tactician. So we have the theoretician. And now we have the tactician for the Autobot team and the master battle planner. Well, no wonder he stayed always lost. I never saw him. How many times you saw him in the? I don't think I see him talk in the cartoon.
He had one episode where all he did was smoke. That's it. His superpower was the smoke.
Smoke, which I guess is in his name.
Smoke, yeah.
So he was a Datsun 280ZX. Also about, again, like all the other ones, about 200 top box and mid condition, about a little bit over 220, 250, around there. Then we have Trex.
Dun, 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 dun.
Which was a Corvette that can fly. Is this the one that can fly?
Yeah.
The only one that can fly. And from the series one in the beginning, you know, the first.
Yes, I had him.
I did it.
I did not.
Yeah, I thought Trax was cool. Yeah. Except the way he spoke.
He had
all stuck up, Mike.
He had his own episode. He was introduced. The nightclub scene where you had Blaster and Soundwave in the club. That was his episode.
So, again, now what does Trax do? Well, they give him the title of Warrior, whatever that means.
He's a warrior. He fights.
So isn't that same thing as Ironhide?
Yeah, but he just has a stuck up attitude. Tell him.
He's a pretty
Corvette.
Exactly.
So again, 250 also box and mid conditions. Now we move on to the mini Autobots mini cars.
Yes.
Even though they're not all cars, we start with the two. We have started with Beachcomber.
Had him.
And Cosmo.
I had Cosmos. I had Cosmos.
Yeah, I had none of them. So Beachcomber, he is Doom Buggy, I would say. Yeah, Doom Buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted Cosmos, but he's a UFO saucer.
Yes.
I think it's kind of cool.
He sucked.
Yes. But I liked him as a toy. It was kind of cool looking. It was cheesy. Like, why? You're ready. Why turn into a UFO? It don't make no sense. And where did Teletran scan a UFO to
convert him? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. And Beachcomber was the episode where they found a gold lake, and he's the environmentalist. He wanted to save all the animals.
Ah, he's a freaking tree hugger.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, they refer to him as a geologist.
Or in Frank's world, a tree hugger.
He's a tree hugger, man. That's all.
And Cosmo's in charge of communications and reconnaissance.
Okay.
How is he in charge of communications? What is Blaster's job?
I don't understand either.
So, maybe he's a relay between Blaster.
Wow. Next up is Powerglide, which I had.
Didn't have him.
So he's supposed to be an A-10 Thunderbolt plane.
But I had a GoBot that looks like him.
D's popping out with the GoBots.
So let's see what he's considered. He is also a warrior.
Yeah. Hey, we need warriors, man. Come on.
I guess. It's funny he's called Power Glide. So I always thought he didn't have engines. He just glided everywhere. And he was an ugly looking toy, but I had him.
Didn't that girl fall in love with him?
Yes.
Yes.
There's that episode where he falls in love with the girl. He falls in love with the girl too, though. It's a mutual love. Here comes the two people with speech impediment, Sea Spray and Warpath. They both had I had them both too, and they both had speech impediment. One is always gargling, and the other one always says "pow." All
right,
isn't it?
No, it's pow,
pow, pow, bam, bang, boom, pow. Yeah, and
he's the Emerald. He's the Emerald. Bam.
Warpath. Yeah. Warpath was in the episode where they went back into the medieval times. Sea Spray is the one where he transformed into a human and fell in love with that Mer-girl.
Oh, man, I have to rewatch that one. I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right, so Sea Spray is naval defense for the Autobot team, which, by the way, the Autobot team is in the desert. So he doesn't have much to do.
He can run.
Yeah, well, but
he's a hovercraft. That's a hovercraft.
Yeah, no, I know, but naval defense, like the water, navy.
The whale goes on the land, so.
Yeah, so. And Warpath is just a warrior. So, again, when they don't have anything for them to do, they just call them warriors.
Pretty much. Well, again, every team needs warriors.
Yeah. Frank, I'm noticing that all the ones you got are the ones that are, you know, easy to open.
There you go. There you go. Again.
I just realized, like, all these, you be like, I got them, had them.
1 second. Disclaimer. The thoughts and issues that Frank had in his youth does not reflect the person he becomes as an adult. So thank you very much.
Thank you, D, for the backup, my friend. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't saying anything. I was just mentioning that.
You were just pointing it out. Yes, I got it.
Well, just an observation. It was an observation there. All right, and those are the mini cars. So pretty much a carded Transformers.
Weren't they like 10 to 7 to 10 bucks?
Probably it could be, or maybe even cheaper.
No, the GoBots were the five and the $3 ones. The GoBots were the cheap ones. Yeah. And here you go. This is all Frank. This is all Frank.
Yes.
This is all Frankie.
So, Frank, you let me know which one you had as a kid. So we
started. Oh, I had them all.
Now, did you have them individually carded, or did you get the gift set?
No, individually.
Okay. So we start off with Bone Crusher and Hook, which respectively, so Bone Crusher is a bulldozer, obviously. And by the way, each one is numbered. And Hook was a construction cane. But not the same one we saw with Grapple. Grapple was twice the size. So that's the other thing. The scales always piss me off on these things. And you see these little things right here in the carded thing? That's what you called lost 2 days later.
Yep.
So.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
But not me, though. I had all my shit saved. I had them in a Ziploc bag.
So you also have Long Haul, which is a dump truck.
Which is the crotch.
He's the crotch. There's the chest. Yeah, he's the one that holds almost everything together.
Yeah. Well, he holds the bottoms, yes.
Yes. The bottoms and yeah.
And he also holds the top chest part.
So you see? Okay. And then we have Mixmaster and Scavenger. So Mixmaster is a cement mixing truck.
Leg.
I created with his name.
He's one of the legs.
And then you also, Scavenger is an excavator and drill.
He's one of the arms.
I'm going to help you one better. Left arm.
You're absolutely correct, sir.
Thank you. And then you have supposedly the leader.
He is the leader.
Scrapper?
And he is, Scrapper, which is a, what they call him here, a front loader.
Yes.
Isn't that the chest
who has? Nope. He's a leg.
No. In the thing. That's a chest piece.
Yes, that's his chest piece. A little wing.
Yes.
So, I told you, like I mentioned last week, this guy has the worst job of the whole Devastator because he's got to be upside down with hands up.
Yep. The whole entire time.
The whole entire time. And he's like, he's not looking. He's like, what's going on back there? What's going on in the front? I can't tell. So there he is. And then obviously, they again, as mentioned, you can buy them separately or you have this beautiful gift set. That Frank has. How many Devastators you got, Frank?
Right now?
Yeah.
I only
you
have
got
one.
My boot, you got my bootleg one.
Orange one?
No, it's actually from Hasbro.
Orange one?
Yeah, but no, it's a green.
The green? Okay, I thought he had an orange.
It's
green.
Yeah, with the black arm. But it's actually from Hasbro. Yeah.
How about didn't you get the bootleg one from that store?
And I customized it, yes, but yeah. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, I don't know where mine's is at either.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a sword that mine's came with, though.
That was an awesome sword.
So this boxed up, we're talking about, this is one of those Holy Grail ones, hard to find, mint condition. So this is probably about over $700 if you can find it.
Or you find it at Ross for $5.
I'll be pissed.
I'm not going to lie, last year at Christmas time, I found this, but the Tonka edition for like $20.
I remember that.
I sent you guys a photo of that.
Yeah, that was the orange one, right?
Yeah. No, the yellow one, mm-hmm. the Tonka.
Yellow.
So, yes. So, I never had any of these. So, Frank had it. Dwayne, I guess you didn't have any of them?
Nope. Wasn't that lucky.
Yeah, I thought they were lame.
Oh, I thought they were cool. Devastator, come on, dude.
They when he in robot form, he looked silly, and he sometimes they didn't grab on properly. That was kind of silly. That is true.
That was true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up is the Jets. We have some more of the Seekers. We got, and again, the these cones. Are basically no, these are not cone heads. None of these are the cone heads.
Oh, no, they're not. Okay.
Yeah. So we have Dirge and Ramjet.
Mm-hmm.
That was season two?
Yeah.
Yeah, season two.
Season two. Yeah. They're both F-15 fighters. Do they have special powers? I'm not sure.
No,
these have special powers. Okay. So these are just warriors. No, they don't have... Any special jobs on the Decepticons?
But they do love to scrap them.
Yes, these are just straight up F-15 fighters. Some have they put an extra wing on it to make it look just make it stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust is the other one. I thought he was the coolest one because of the little propellers on the wings
and the big old Decepticon symbol on the wing. Come on, dude!
Yeah. So I thought it was pretty cool. So F-15 also a warrior who loves to scrap. Yeah, we get it. So anybody had any of these three?
Nope.
I didn't have any of those.
I don't think I had any of these either. Now we call Transformers Deluxe Vehicle. So these are some good guys, which, again, some of these, I don't think these ever made it to cartoons.
Nope.
But
I don't remember any of those.
We have Roadbuster and Whirl. I had Whirl. But I don't know why I got him, why I just had him. He was a helicopter. He's supposed to be an Apache helicopter. It's kind of cool looking in robot and vehicle mode. But silly.
Yeah, but robot mode is ugly.
Yes. Same thing with Roadbuster. He's supposed to be a military jeep. I don't know what kind of military jeep, but yeah. After this, I think they stopped giving him jobs. They were just... Whirl's an Autobot aerial assault. And Roadbuster is a ground assault commander.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start saying that these are tough to find because no one bought these.
Nope.
Because who the hell were these guys? That's Dinobots. We could just skip them. No one cares about Dinobots. It's
crazy. I had Slag.
All right, so let's start here with Dinobots. A lot of people's favorites. Yes. I didn't get my first Dinobots until like this year. So, thanks to these two, to my two partners here. We have the leader, Grimlock, who's a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a leader.
If you're happy and you know this, clap your hands.
No, he can't. He can't. Only no, a robot boat. So, $450 box in mint condition. That's a pretty good price right there. Then we have Slag, which I'm going to go. I'm going to say this is Frank's favorite.
Yes, it is.
It is? I thought it was.
What, Grimlock?
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. Slag. Because he likes the Triceratops. Oh. Triceratops. So, and I'm going to lie. I think he's also the best looking one, too, though.
I disagree. Robot mode. I disagree.
And robot mode. Okay.
I disagree. But
robot mode and dinosaur mode.
Nope.
So Dinobot Commander is Grimlock's title, and Slag is a flamethrower. He's just a flamethrower. He's not what his job is. He's just what his weapon is. Then we have Sludge. Anybody had Sludge?
No.
He is a jungle warrior because, you know, dinosaurs, jungle, makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a herbivore.
Okay, so that's why he hangs down the jungle. Okay. His ability to transform into robotic Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a tough one. So I'm going to go here. This is the one you like. The Snarl?
Yep. That's the best looking one.
That's the only one I had back in the days.
That's the best looking one.
Yeah, that's the only one that I had.
Snarl was a Stegosaurus. Oof, that's a tough one for me to do. I mean, he's cool. I still like the Triceratops. I think he looks better in
robot mode. 100%.
And dinosaur mode. And this one does the desert. They send this guy in the desert. So, because he eats sand. And he shoots. And we just found out last week that he shoots lasers out of his
nostrils. From his nostrils. Yes.
And then we have the baby of the group, which is Soup.
He was the smallest one. Yes. Yeah.
And he's a pterodactyl. I was waiting for Dwayne to correct me. And he is the Bombardier. Because he dropped bombs on him.
Ooh, he's a Bombardier.
So, really, Frank, all you had was one from this group?
That's it, dude. That's all I had.
Well, I had more than you? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
Who did you have, D?
I had Snarl.
Okay.
And Slut. And, what's his name?
Slug? Or... No. Slag.
Yeah, Slag and Snarl.
Okay. All right. Now, Frank does have them now as a third-party upgrade, mm-hmm. which they look pretty mean.
I have them from the classic, the redo version, so I have them all.
Oh, the reissues?
Yeah, except the only one I don't have is Swoop. I'm still looking for Swoop.
Yeah, the 86, right?
Yep. Looking for Swoop.
Yeah, because I have Snarl. And I got Slag. And then I have the Grimlock, the one that we got you, Rolly. The comic book version one.
Okay. Yeah, that one's I have that mm-hmm. one in my display case. Proudly display. I don't have they made Swoop 86?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think
yeah.
They're looking for it.
Okay.
I just gotta get Slug and then Swoop.
So after reviewing these useless that these Transformers that make no sense, dinosaurs. I guess Hasbro said, you know what? What else you got for us, Takara? And they're like, oh, we have some insects. Fine, bring them on. Who doesn't like giant insects? And that's where we get the Insecticons.
Yes.
Which I personally did not like. And I didn't own any of them, I think. We'll see now. We have Bombshell. Who is a rhinoceros beetle? Mm-hmm. Rhinoceros beetle. There you go. And you have Kickback, which is a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. None of them have any special duties. They're just evil Insecticon groups.
They just eat.
They eat everything. And then you also have Shrapnel.
Yes, I had Shrapnel.
Who's a stag beetle. And probably the best looking one of the group. Because this one, Bombshell, was stupid. This one was weird looking. This one was cool looking.
I actually had all three.
Did you? Wow. Mm-hmm. You had no.
I actually, for some reason, I liked the Insecticons. For some reason.
Because they cloned themselves.
Maybe. Because that's one of my favorite powers from Naruto. So now, maybe that's the reason why.
Did you know that they also came out with deluxe Insecticons? So these were the plain ones. These were the regular ones. And then they had the deluxe ones.
I did not know.
Yes, I did not know this. Barrage and Chop Shop. The Barrage was another rhinoceros beetle. And Chop Shop was a stag beetle.
You know why?
Why?
Those are overseas versions. Those are Japanese versions that they brought over.
Oh. But they never made it. As it says here, none of these characters made it on television.
Yeah, because they were in Japan.
And then you have Ransack, who's a grasshopper again. Different looking grasshopper. And you have Venom, which is a cicada.
Cicada.
Basically, for me, cicada.
There you go.
Cicada. Which is kind of like a roach, but he's weird colors. So, yeah, never had him, never heard of him. Surprised, I'm finding it now. All right. Then we talked. This is the ones we were talking about, Frank. You were talking about, I think it was you were talking about doing.
Yes.
The ones that, you pull back.
I had one of them. Jumpstarter.
I had one of them too, which was Twins. No, I had both of them. I had Twins Twist and Top Spin.
I had Top Spin.
Yeah, I only had Top Spin.
I had Top Spin.
So the gimmick here is that you pull them back and they auto transform.
Yeah, they flip and then they.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Supposedly, if you're lucky, they automatically transform.
Mm-hmm.
So I had both of these. I don't even remember them, but looking at the pictures, I do remember these. And I think years later, I found them. I'm like, oh, these must be bootleg Transformers.
Mm-mm. And they were probably real.
No, they were real because I remember this one. It just didn't make any sense what they were. Like, what is he? He's a Cybertronian jet and drill tank. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
From Cybertron. That was like the closest we ever got from Cybertron mode. Those two.
Yeah. And then we move into, which I thought this was cooler than freaking Devastator, Triple Changers.
No, Devastator is always cool. I had Blitzwing.
I had Blitzwing also, which was a Blitzwing was he transformed into a tank and a jet.
Yes, sir.
And as Astrotrain, as kind of the name goes, transformed into a space shuttle and a train. And can hold Devastator.
There you go, yep. Inside.
Devastator fits inside of him.
With room.
According to 1986, you're absolutely correct.
With room. Yes. Room to spare.
Yes. This one I wasn't a fan of, especially because the spaceship didn't really look like a real spaceship, but this Blitzwing was pretty cool. It was pretty good. It had some metal parts on it too. It's partly metal. Mm-hmm. It was a little die-cast, so it's always good when it was like that. Next, we have Transformers Basic Assortment. Here's another one that I had. Blaster, which I wasn't a fan of. I did not have Blaster, but I did have this Jetfire. Loved him.
I always wanted Jetfire. Never had him.
I didn't have Blaster back in the day, but I have Blaster today.
Me too, buddy. Me too. I'm with you.
I didn't have Jetfire back in the day, but I have Jetfire right now.
Me too, buddy.
Do you have this Jetfire or you have the
I have the new one. The new one. The same one. The same one Frankie has displayed on his thing. I have that one.
Mm-hmm. Now I had this one and I loved it. It was big, it was huge, he towered over everyone.
It was metal.
And it was Robotech.
It was Robotech. There you go, dude. That was Robotech 100%, dude.
Look at all the accessory pieces. When you load him up with all the accessories and the jets, he looked badass.
Technically, his name is Macross, so.
Yeah. Or Skyfire.
He's an armored jet.
Yes. So, Autobot Air Guardian. So. I loved him. Had him. This was a
real. I heard he takes his job very seriously, though.
I just heard that too. Yes, I see that. Yeah. So, Jetfire was actually created by Shockwave to be a Decepticon, but was rebuilt for Autobots. Now you know.
That doesn't sound right because the TV show said he was a scientist.
Yes, and he was partners and he was friends with Starscream.
Yes. All right.
Now,
next
I think
one.
You two had this one, right? I never did.
No. I didn't have this.
I had this one.
Ah, Broly did. Okay.
I had this one, which was amazing. I got really excited. Then it ran by itself. The only thing I hated is to get him into Omega Supreme mode. Took me like a good 5 minutes to put all the pieces together.
Really?
Yes. But come on. The tank moved by itself, and then when you put him in robot mode, he moved by himself too. Yeah. So I thought it was super cool. So hours of fun. He lit up his face lit up. It turned around while he was going in attack mode. So pretty cool, pretty good. It was huge. I had him. Next one, we have the two scientists, Perceptor, which I had. It was a telescope, a working telescope, a poorly working
microscope,
microscope. Sorry, you're right. Microscope and a tank. Sorry, not a telescope. It was a poorly working microscope, but it worked. And then the one that I really wanted was the Shockwave. It had lights and sounds. Pretty cool, but never got him. I needed him to go with Megatron, but never got him. He's a Cybertorian. Yeah, he's another one, a Cybertronian laser gun.
Yes.
Which I thought it was. He was also like a communication thing, and Cybertron, he was like he would transform into like a radio, right? Like a dish or something?
No, a gun.
It was a gun there too?
Yeah.
I thought he was sometimes like, whenever he wanted to get a signal to Megatron, sometimes he would turn into...
I think you're getting episode one confused with Soundwave, where he turned into a little tower thing.
Maybe. All right, then we have some mail orders and promotions, and we have the Omnibots, Camshaft and Downshift, which I never got because my parents would not do all this stuff and mail stuff away. Maybe you want me to give you a stamp. Not going to happen. And then you had Overdrive. So just racing cars, nothing super cool about them. I don't know what they look like in robot mode. It's just some... It must have been some cheap robots I had. Look at $5 back in the days.
And 4 points. Don't forget about the 4 points.
So $5 each plus $1 for shipping. And then you mail it off and wait forever to get it for me. So, all right. So before we get into the fun of some trailers and commercials, let's do a review on the toys, on the series. Frank, as always, I lean on you to tell me what my rating system is because I forget.
That's not a problem, buddy. I got you. So, once again, it's nice and simple. We keep it simple, I should say. We have the first one, which is collect. That means that it's something that we owned when we were younger, and it's definitely something that we will own again today, right? Then we have the other one, which is flip, which means pretty much, you know what, we'll buy it, but just to sell it so we can make some money off of it. You know what I mean? That's the only value we see in that. And then, of course, we have pass, which is something that we've never owned and we just would never own again. I'm sorry, would never own. It just doesn't fall in our real world at all. So that's our rating system.
Yeah. And I guess I'm going to be kind of safe here. I'll answer first. I don't want to assume for you guys, but this is the collect for me. Seeing that I currently collect them, I have a whole display case of that don't fit. I have my original Prime still in the box, so this is definitely a collect for me.
Same here, man. You've seen my display stand, and you've seen all the pictures I've posted of all the toys that I have for Transformers. So for me, it's definitely a collect.
Okay, no-brainer. Mine is a collect with a caveat of. I will collect.
I'll flip.
No, some of them, and I'll flip some of them too. I will keep. Mm-hmm. I will keep. Jetfire, Blaster, Snarl. I'll keep all the Dinobots. Mm-hmm. I'll flip Devastator. I'll flip everybody else.
Let's talk about some commercials. Frank, I know you sent me the intro. I didn't play the intro because we're going to get,
copyrighted.
Blocked. Yes.
No, that's okay. Let's just go with the commercials, man.
Yeah, we're going to do the commercials because I hate getting copyrighted, even though nothing happens.
I think I did a Japan one in there.
Yeah. We're going to start off strong with one of your favorites.
It's got to be the Devastator one.
In the world of the Transformers, nothing is what it seems. Meet the Constructicons, six evil robots that transform into one mechanical giant. The Transformers, more
than me, the eye. Doesn't the kids transform into a Devastator? There you go.
It's Devastator, six Constructicons in one. Devastator's attacking.
Constructicons gift set sold separately from Hasbro.
Look at that.
You see, I didn't know they even made a gift set back then.
Yeah, they did.
Them individually carded. Yeah.
All right. Now, next one is this. Let's do. Let's go to our favorite land, which is the UK. I love hearing the UK kids speak.
Oh yes.
Decepticons have come to destroy Earth. Uh-oh. Ramjet, Dirge, Thrust,
it's and like
Evil
that.
Force.
Heroic Autobots, Decepticons, transform.
Transformers.
Here's your cone head.
Autobots save Earth from the evil Decepticons. The battle goes on. Robots in disguise. From
these are robots in disguise.
You thought the most expensive, the prices start at $2.99 all the way to $29.99. Now, let's move on to another region, which is Japan, the makers of Transformers. Are they labeled as Transformers here in this commercial?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Alright, let's find
it
out.
It might be.
Yonigaere, chou roboto tachi, kimi ga erabu kimi no hiro.
Convoy.
Tatakae, chou roboto seimeitai. Transformer.
Oh, there are Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers.
Transform! Cybertron 総司令官, Convoy, 発進! 破壊大帝, Megatron을 倒せ!
That's it. That's how we got some commercials. 85 was a good year for Transformers.
Yes, it was. And I think that's it. We're done, right, buddy?
I mean, I'm happy to talk about Transformers all night, but, you know?
Oh, same here, man. You know how much I love that.
Someone yawned, so...
That guy right there.
I didn't yawn.
Yeah, you did.
I'm right here. I'm good.
Yeah, you did.
I did that. I'm right here.
You did.
No, because now you said yawn, so I had to yawn.
I didn't notice the yawn, but you know.
I did.
That's because I did not yawn, my friend.
Dwayne's keeping track. Exactly. You've got three yawns, three mispronounced words.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, we'll get the list in our text later on.
He mispronounced Cybertron, but I did Cybertronian, but I didn't say anything.
That's a tough word though.
Cybertronian.
I mispronounced it each time, though.
Yeah, every time. I didn't see. I didn't even say nothing about it. So I was like, okay.
I heard you. I heard you. I heard. I can feel your brain and your nostrils flaring.
I felt it.
Yes, your nostrils were flaring. Like, bro, this guy can't say the one word. Right there.
Oh yeah,
like,
stupid.
You're probably like, you're like, sound it out, bro. It's not that hard. Sound it out.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. All
right, but yes, it was a good. It was a good toy wave and. I threw away a lot of toys that I shouldn't have.
We all did.
I sold a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have when I was younger, man. Ugh.
You sold.
You need a crack money.
I threw away.
You need a crack money. So I understand.
Oh, Jesus.
For your addiction. Or probably back then you needed money for the strippers.
No, I didn't. I didn't start the strip thing until after my divorce, bro. What are you talking about?
12-year-old Frankie going there.
He went to
strip club.
He went for the wing.
And it's And it's a gentleman's club, and they do have good wings.
He went for the wings.
Especially the one off of Miami Gardens, Tootsie's. Oh, my God, their wings are good.
That's a conversation for another day.
That's another podcast.
Yes. All right. So, all right, Frank, take us home.
All right. So, guess what? That's a wrap, my cartoon lovers. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this epic rewind. And remember to like, subscribe, and always remember to hit that notification bell for more cartoon madness. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, and of course, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we launched our own Cartoon Rewind toy store. All right, so you can visit us at cartoonrewind.com and you can level up your current collection. Now, for more cartoon fun, you got to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Until next time, keep on cartooning, team. Later.